Okay, got you. So including the veiling.
Okay, where is this? Is this after promotional campaign?
Yeah.
It's just the clause is added to the 31.
Right. Including prevailing technology.
And social media.
Social media.
Orders of the day.
Who's that, Wesley?
Yes.
Okay.
9:45.
What are you saying, Wes?
It's 9:48. We need to wrap this up where we can go into executive session, no?
Well, we have the CFO, Wes. It usually means don't go so long, but we got a little hung up there. I'm sorry about that, but we need to finish this up. Executive session is less important than finishing the one for the CFO, because we need to get that approved
okay.
next week.
Well, I'm going to take another 15 minutes to do this.
I'm sorry, Nia, you don't think we're going to do the CFO tonight, do you?
When do you suggest that this gets approved?
I don't know. I would suggest we look at the calendar.
To meet between now and next Thursday's meeting?
Oh.
Can we just finish up this for a second?
Here's the thing is that if we meet next week...
Point of order. Can we finish this last sentence?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Let's finish this up. Including failing technology and social media. Do you have that, Teresa?
Okay. I had it backwards. So you want including prevailing technology and social media, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And that is right after the word development of promotional campaigns.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
And now we're back to yours, Lydia. Have you crafted your language?
Yes, I sent it.
Okay.
I sent yours separately because I left you off the list. I only copied the people that are actually on the call for the moment. Someone else can send it to the whole committee.
Okay. So, read it.
Just a minute here. What is today?
Okay. Retainers with all attorneys may only be entered into with board approval in the form of a motion passed by the collective board authorizing said contract. Of the last sentence in 28.
The last sentence in 28. Okay. That's nice and concise. Does that do it, Sophia?
I think there's any specific language that you're going to be able to craft apart from simply saying that only X number of hours, limiting the ED to X number of hours, which creates an environment where person is required to be circumspect and thoughtful about the consultations as opposed to simply, as I said, managing defensively by referring everything to...
I'm sorry, Athea. Somebody needs to mute.
Because I'm telling you, the cell phone is too close to the computer or laptop or something. That's why it makes that noise.
I'm sorry, but I just could not.
Okay, there it is.
What is it?
Okay, it's gone now. Whatever it is, it is gone.
I'm sorry, Tia. Please start again. I just could not concentrate on what you were saying.
I said I would not object to the clause that Lydia is proposing. But I do not think that it solves the problem, and I do agree that it is a problem where that generates excessive legal bills, non-litigation legal bills, because management is using. Is managing what we would call it defensively by using the attorney as a management consultant as opposed to a lawyer. And the closest that to addressing that issue, that problem, would be to limit in the retainer agreement the number of hours of consultation, which I'm not sure how practical that is, if given the level of litigation in which Pacifica tends to be involved. I think that the answer to the problem is hiring competent staff.
Okay. So how about if we do this? We'll add Lydia's language to the end of 28, and then it sounds like we need a separate motion that we're not going to do here, the personnel committee. Some director needs to bring that to the Pacifica National Board teleconference call separately and apart from this. That's my ruling.
Wait,
now.
What?
So that particular amount, whatever the limitation amount is that we're discussing, right?
Yeah.
That should be brought to the PNB. But your language that you have crafted, that's, I would agree that you could add that to the end of 28.
Yeah, I don't think Sophia was saying anything different at this juncture. She said she would agree with the language, and she was just saying, in addition
okay.
to that, obviously it doesn't solve the problem, which I agree.
Okay, fine. So then is there any objection to adding Lydia's language to 28?
I'm a little bit confused. I'm sorry. I hate to say this, but I'm kind of tried to save something, and I'm kind of in limbo here. We're talking about number 29, correct?
28.
Okay. Well, did we approve 29?
Yes.
Yeah,
29, 30, and 31 are gone.
All approved. Yeah.
Right. And then we're going to come back to Lydia's language that she was preparing. That's all
that I just sent to you guys a few minutes ago. Hopefully it got there.
Well, I have not. I need to go look at it so I can understand what we're doing. So I just corrected 29. All right. Let me go find your message.
Did anyone else receive it? Nia, did you receive it? Oh, yeah, it went out of my scent.
I'm working for my hard copy here.
All right.
Hold on one second.
Sending and receiving here.
Oh, it says I will be making, the subject is I will be making amendment. That was a note to myself.
I got it.
I email myself and then I send them out again. Because
right, so I
just do webmail at work. So
I have something that says I will also be making amendments.
That's it.
That was, okay.
That's it.
Sorry about not changing the subject.
All attorneys may only be entered into.
I have it.
Okay.
Okay. Retainers with all attorneys may only be entered into with board approval in the form of a motion passed by the collective board authorizing said contract.
And it's just the last sentence in 28.
Copy. You want that in her job description or his job description?
And ED's job description, whether he or she.
Where under 29, you want that added to 29?
No, to 28.
I'm sorry, 28. I'm sorry, I just said it wrong.
Sorry.
So it's going to read managing litigation and other legal matters with the PNB in consultation with the Foundation Council and other attorneys as needed. The ED and Foundation Council are responsible for promptly reporting all legal matters to the PNB. Retainers with all attorneys may only be entered into with board approval in the form of a motion passed by the collective board authorizing said contract. I must say that doesn't quite sound like everything else in the job description.
The wording?
Do you remember when we said the thing about contracts was going to be separate?
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like something that would fit into that, but that's just an observation. It just sounds like.
Well, when we had the contract language, though, that's like a whole motion. But we do have contract language in the job description, which says the coordinating committee approves.
The coordinating committee and the PMB.
Yeah, number 21,
yeah.
Bringing contract to the coordinating
right.
committee and PMB for review and or approval based on current policies. And so the previous version had it embedded in the job description because contract has been the most runaway item in any administration. That's why it's been in there since almost the beginning of time. It's been a big problem throughout the network. So.
Okay, it's 10:53. Should I bring this to a vote? Or do we have agreement? Does anyone disagree with this?
Just let me read it one more time. Okay. Managing.
Go ahead, Teresa. Read it quickly, please. It's getting late.
Managing litigation and other legal matters with the PNB in consultation with Foundation Counsel and other attorneys as needed. The ED and Foundation Counsel are responsible for promptly reporting all legal matters to the PNB. Retainers with all attorneys may only be entered into with board approval in the form of a motion passed by collective board authorizing said contract.
Yeah, okay. Now that you read it that way, it clicks. Yeah. Okay.
Well, to me, it just sounds very different than everything else, but if you know, I won't object if everybody
yeah,
else
but
says
I'm glad you read it because it finally it fell into place for me anyway.
So I'm going to bring it to a vote.
Because I wasn't going to be for it, you know, if it just stood out there like by itself, but it does fall into place.
Okay, let's bring it to a vote, please. Go ahead, Teresa.
Personally, well, I think it's been said, but it's cool.
I'm not objecting. That's what I said, Mia.
She's not objecting, Mia.
But Andrea.
Yeah. I'm not objecting either, yeah.
Okay, so no
not, even though I think it's overloaded, but it's there. Okay.
I'm sorry, even though you what?
Even though I think it's overloaded because we've already said it, but that let's go with it. I'm not going to object. Yeah.
Since we're not objecting, I would like to get an approval for everything that we just did. And we're not going to read all of it.
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to all of what we just did? Okay.
Yes.
Hearing none. That's
yes.
It. Now.
Yes.
There's a yes.
Kathy? Okay. Please call the roll, Teresa.
What for? I didn't think there was an
objection.
What? Kathy objected.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's a what?
Pacifica's Foundation job description for the ED.
So the question is the total description as drawn?
Yes, the
Kathy?
Total job description
Kathy.
That we just sent to pass over an hour.
Kathy?
Yes?
Are you objecting to everything that we just did?
I don't want to vote for it. I'd like to abstain.
Okay. Okay. Teresa, go ahead.
All right. I'll abstain myself. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Mia Bidiaco?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Marcel Reed? Marcel, are you here? No, she's not answering. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Effia Wangaza?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy, are you here? I'm not hearing Tracy. Okay, Madam Chair.
Okay, thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now for the CFO. It is 10:57. Could I these, we understand that this needs to I certainly won't waste a lot of time. I'm talking about saving. I think that if we could just hold on for another half an hour, and not belabor one point. I won't mean to be rude. We're not going to over discuss one item. You know, we're just going to keep moving. So let's do this, because this has to go to the PNB next week. Normally we finish early, but we know that this needs to be done. So I would ask your indulgence to go until 11:30 Eastern time. Is that okay?
I'm not even sure that we're going to get to this at our meeting, the way the PNB operates.
That's not the point. We're on the committee right now. I'm asking to go until 11:30.
But that's got to be a time certain. I'm hanging up at 11:30.
Okay. Well, then we have to go through quickly, Lydia. We won't over debate anything. We'll just keep moving. Okay. So the CFO job description.
Well, we'll see how far we get. I'm skeptical.
We could, in the interest of time. Could we simply address what has been changed as opposed to going line by line the way we just did?
Yeah, really. I vote for that. I really do, because if it's basically the same, I go along with you, Althea. I just see some areas bolded, and so let's go with that. And I so move that we go with only bolded areas.
I hate to say this, but...
Okay.
As we go through, even if it's not bolded, we do find things that need to be changed. And
okay.
If we just deal with the bolded, then
this is what happened. I will read. Okay. Note: paragraph 9 is new, so the following paragraph. There are numbers. There's one more. It's the same as the ED in its position. I don't know how important that is, but we will go here. Tyler, Chief Financial Officer, status regular full-time, site National Office, Pacifica Radio, benefits, medical, dental, life, disability, and introductory. Okay, and somebody has something close to something ecstatic-y. It's Roman numeral 1. Position reports 2, : the Chief Financial Officer, which there I forgot to put CFO, so please let's not over-debate that and put CFO in parentheses, reports directly to the foundations, to the ED, the foundation's national board.
But are we reading from the same... I don't have
whatever any. I sent out the other night to everyone, that's what we should be reading from. I sent
right,
out only...
My copy doesn't say the ED. It says
my copy says the Foundation
National Board and Executive Director.
Okay, and in parentheses to put the ED. Just in parentheses the CFO. I'm just correcting as I go along for the easy ones. I forgot to do that.
Well, we need that same sentence that we did for the ED.
Okay.
Nia, can we not spend time on grammatical and Scrivener's errors?
Okay.
I just have to say this. You know, you're asking me to trust everything that Nia is going through, and we have just proven by what we just did that there are some things that need to be added when we go paragraph by paragraph.
Did you have something specific in mind?
No, I don't, but it's obvious that some people have not read the document.
Would move that if whatever we can't resolve in 30 minutes, that we have a second meeting within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Tomorrow night? You want to do it tomorrow night?
Fine with me.
What is tomorrow?
Thursday.
Can we do an unnoticed continuation meeting?
I would think
it's
so.
It's the same meeting.
Yes, it's a continuation meeting. Let me get KPSTX up.
Tomorrow is August 2nd.
Okay.
Oh, there's an affiliate task force meeting tomorrow night.
Can we have it earlier?
Okay. I'm just getting my KPFTX up. Hold on.
Friday?
Okay.
Tomorrow's affiliates. How about Friday?
What about Friday at 5?
5:30. I can't get off at 5.
Okay, 5:30, yeah.
February 3rd? Yes, I can do Friday.
Okay. I will prefer that.
I will be on a Friday 5:30 Pacific time, which is 8:30 local time. I have a fundraiser that I that begins at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So if we're just disciplined, everybody has it. It's the only one that I sent out. If you have corrections, what you might want to do is to send them to the listserv ahead of time so that we can just do this, so that I can send this to the PNB. How about that?
What?
If,
I'm sorry,
if you have corrections, if you have corrections, grammatical, just send, can you just list, put them, send them to the listserv Friday? It shouldn't take us more than a half an hour to do this.
Oh, to do this on Friday, you mean?
That's correct. Okay. So we will start promptly, and we will get this done. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So can I get a motion
all
to
right.
adjourn to Friday, August
3rd? So moved.
Who was that?
That was Andrea.
Okay, you move to adjourn.
Wait a minute, let me. Yeah, that's not going to be practical for me. I have a 9 o'clock a fundraiser that starts at 9 o'clock. Surely you don't think I'm going to be sitting on the fundraiser.
Can you send us your recommendations?
What's the other option?
Sophia.
We agreed to 20 more minutes to tell,
okay.
And so we should take that and figure out at the end of that where we are and what needs to be done.
Okay, this is Lydia then.
Go ahead, Lydia.
A key thing that we should vote on with everyone present.
What is that?
That the CFO should be a CPA.
Yeah, that's for the minimum requirements. Yeah.
Where are the minimum requirements?
The minimum requirements, they're at the back.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Tell me something. Wait a minute. I may have missed it, but was there a minimum requirement about... the amount of time and the budget managed by an ED? Did I overlook that?
No, I didn't. No, there was none. I didn't deviate, you know, too much from the existing on both of them, and there was nothing there.
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm sorry,
right,
Madam Chair.
Teresa, speak up. Your voice is very low. And okay, what are we? Are we going to continue doing this for until 11:30? Because let's not get off into tangents now.
I'm sorry, but I'm confused.
These are not tangents.
You're always confused.
Who?
Okay, I think
you
we
know
need,
what?
I move to adjourn.
Me.
Okay. Teresa?
What?
This is...
Excuse me. I answered you respectfully. I didn't answer you what. You are recognized. What did you want to say?
Okay. If I understand correctly, I don't know where we are on the agenda, and I don't know where the document is that we're referring to right now. I was trying to catch up on the minute while we were working.
Oh, right.
So please tell me where we are.
Yes. We're on the Chief Financial Officer's job description.
Okay, and where is that again? Because I think it was in a different place.
It was sent. It was sent along with the agenda.
Okay. All right. Now, the three attachments in the agenda are the draft GM search process, the proposed timeline, and the proposed timeline.
Is his description?
Is it somewhere? Is it not in an attachment?
It should be there.
I've got two proposed timelines for some reason. Unless we're talking about a different agenda that you're talking. I only have one proposed time. No, these are the two timelines. I have three attachments.
The third attachment, which says CFO job description with edits in bold.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm not seeing
Teresa,
that.
Uh-huh. This was sent, I responded to Andrea at 6:27 p.m. today. The first one was sent out. At 10:18 p.m. July 31st. You should have that. Go all the way down.
Okay, just a minute here, because it says a program still has file attachment proposed timeline. Changes to this document are lost unless you save your changes to another file. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, tell me again where it is.
Yeah, your name is the first name on the list.
You
through Teresa Allen.
That's the same email you just read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is PNB.
And the CFO is attached at the end.
PNB Personnel Committee draft agenda Wednesday 6/27/12. Is that correct?
Right. I'm going to send it to you now again.
Thank you, because what I've got are three. It has only three attachments to it. The first one is GM process, search process. Then there's a proposed timeline attachment. I'm looking it up. It says proposed timeline for the 2012 CFO evaluation process. Second timeline is proposed timeline for the 2012 ED evaluation.
Did you get it?
Oh, let me look here. Inbox. Received. Send and receive.
Teresa, I just sent it to you, and you should have what Andrea sent to you also.
Send and receive, Padilla. Send and receive. It's not here. Oh, Nia? Okay. All right. Okay, this is good. This is good. Okay. Job description, CFO job description with edits in bold. All right.
That's it.
Okay. All right. This is good. Thank you. You know, I'm sorry. I might not have been able to find it because it was open or something. I don't know why I didn't see it.
So, Nia, could you point to the whatever changes that there are so that we can address those the point that was raised regarding certified public accountant? I would ask for the rationalization or explanation CPA as opposed to what else.
Okay. The rationalization is that Tony Pohl and Ross Wisdom both said that we should have a certified public accountant. At a not-for-profit of this size, you need someone with that certificate and that acumen with a foundation in accounting, who's really steeped into accounting in order to run an organization like this.
Accounting as opposed to finance.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got enough. I got enough. All right. My question is answered.
Sure. Okay. The, and We're in Roman numeral 3, to answer your other question, Thea, which is deposited all M-O-N-E-Y-S. That should be M-O-N-I-E-S. I know
right.
that word.
So Roman numeral 3 should be
I-E-S. Duties and responsibilities for number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Added ensured timeliness, accuracy, and usefulness of financial and management reporting for federal and state funders, foundations, and Pacifica's National Board of Directors. Supervise the timely preparation and communication of monthly, annual, and any other financial statements. I think those are cool things that are needed.
Excuse me, are you at it? Is this written down, or is this something you're just reading here?
It's written down in the document that you just opened up that you found. In number 9, I added supervise all compliance and recognition for government, and in parentheses, federal, state, and local, contracts and private grants. In number 11, I added to the sentence that starts, assure adequate control and accounting of all funds, including developing and maintaining sound financial practices and remaining up to date on nonprofit audit, best practices, and state and federal law regarding nonprofit operations. And that is important because, as Lydia brought to our attention in Berkeley, about the CPA for her nonprofit,
that
we should be having meetings that we've never had, so that would cover.
I'm sorry, Anita, and I'm sorry.
One second.
But I don't know.
Let me just finish answering Afia's questions, and then I'll get to you. So we, in terms of minimum requirements, we added certified public accountants, at least 5 years of experience as a CFO in a nonprofit setting with a budget of over $10 million, excellent written and oral communication skills, able to translate, and I should have put there, translate financial information and teach financial literacy, ability with finance and accounting software, ability to meet deadlines. And that's to answer your question, Sophia. Those were the things that were added.
Okay, all right. So I don't know. I want to make a comment, but I don't know if you want me to make it now or you want to deal with Teresa's question.
Okay. Well, since I'm answering you, go ahead and make your comment, and then I'll get to Teresa.
Okay. I have a question. I have a concern about duties and responsibility clause 9. Supervise all compliance and recognition for government contracts and private grants. I think that the CFO can always deal with compliance and recognition accounting compliance because it's the EP's responsibility to deal with the other aspects of compliance.
I got this from a best practices for the attributes of a good CFO, and that was one of the things that they had there for a CFO because of its size. It is financial. He or she should supervise them.
Okay.
I
think it should say for all financial compliance and recognition for government, because there are the CFO is not going to know whether or not they're having the right meeting, having the required number of meetings, or getting the required number of results that a grant or a contract is requiring. The CFO is not in a position to know that.
Okay, that's a point that's well taken. Supervise all financial compliance. Okay. Do you have anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Teresa?
This is Lydia.
Teresa?
All right. You know, when you Well, first of all, you read item number two, and Roman numeral number two. And I don't see anything highlighted in Roman numeral number two. So I'll have to go back. And you're just
somebody's phone is next to your cell phone to your laptop or whatever. Whoever just moved a while ago, please move. Okay, there you go. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Well, I really do not appreciate the fact that this group says, well, we can just go through here and willy-nilly approve things. And as a person that's trying to document what we're agreeing to as we're going, this is very frustrating. I appreciate what we just did here with item number nine, because I knew we were on number nine. But before, when you said, well, this is what I'm doing in Roman numeral number two, I couldn't see anything that was different because you were reading something and I didn't see what you were reading. So, you know, maybe I just missed the first sentence and I was just totally behind what you were reading. But this is, I just wish we had continued paragraph by paragraph because it's not saving me any time. And I think in the long run, it's not going to save us any of the right time. Because we've already had several people who've left the call because they're tired, I guess. And you know, at this point, I don't have any confidence in approving what we're just agreeing
okay.
here. Thank
you. We're behind in your reading because you didn't even have the document when I first started reading this.
Right.
Respectfully answering Afia's question. So it's a point well taken.
We're still in discussion, aren't we, Madam Chair?
Yes. So we're trying to schedule a meeting. We need to have a meeting. Now, Afia says she can't make it on Friday. What other day?
Can we finish what we started?
I didn't. I'm sorry. I think Lydia is next, but I hear, in other words, is that you, Andrea?
Oh, no, that's Afia. She wants to finish.
And put the scheduling of the meeting at the end, as we said we would do.
Okay. Okay. Lydia?
I question at least 5 years of experience as a CFO in a nonprofit with a budget over $10 million. What's that, three? I mean, the nonprofits with budgets like ours are not necessarily the ones that would be conducive to necessarily our mission statement, number one. I think that narrows the pool. To put it as desirable is one thing. To put it as minimum requirements,
mm-hmm.
I think it's just not reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so desirable. So we could change that. So what's your suggestion?
I don't know. I'm not dealing with this document. I mean, I think it's too late. This is not a small conversation. That's why I said I don't think we can deal with it tonight.
Okay. You have to be recognized, and I recognize you. There a motion, but before we do that, when can we have this continuation meeting? Are we saying Friday? Can't make it. We'll be able to make it. Is that I'm agreeing to Friday? Hello?
Yeah, for 1 hour. Hello?
Okay. Teresa, you can make it on Friday.
Friday, what time? Hello?
Kathy, can you make it on Friday? Kathy?
Hello?
I can't hear.
Friday would be difficult for me. I have another meeting that will be taking place, so it would be difficult.
Wesley? Okay. Why don't
I can do an early morning on the West Coast meeting, like on next Wednesday? Is that any better in terms of flexibility? Am I the only one that's tied up? Well, Andrea works also full time. Is that an issue?
Kathy works.
Wednesday?
What about Monday?
I was saying Wednesday morning, specific, so it would be like noon time. No, like maybe 10 or 11 your time. I don't mind getting up early.
God, this is painful.
I think when people work, be a little,
Hang in there.
I'm concerned about notice. Even if we say continuation, all of our continuation meetings have been noticed. So that's why I was suggesting next Wednesday.
But I thought if we had someone disagree that if it's a continuation meeting and we agree we could do it on Friday, why could we do it on Friday?
Because I mean, I don't think that we can, but...
I can't do it next Wednesday because I have a PNB meeting.
What?
On Wednesday.
I'm sorry, you have a what? An hour?
I have an LSC.
No, but I'm saying early in the morning, early my morning, it would be middle morning, 10 or 11 your time.
No, I know Kathy will be working. I don't know about it's on the West Coast.
Wednesday morning is August the 8th.
How about Sunday night? Is Sunday night good?
Sunday the 5th?
Yeah.
Possible for me.
Yeah, that's possible.
How about you, is Sunday night good?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. So Sunday night, let's say 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern time?
Seven, when these guys, it has to be over.
I can't tell what you're saying.
I can hardly hear you, Ifia.
As early as possible, 7.
Okay, 7 p.m. Eastern time? Is that good for you, Lydia and Andrea?
I don't know. Just set whatever you want, and I'll try to make it. I have to get off the call. Sorry.
Okay, good night. Okay, so see you guys. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay.
Did you?
Hang in there. Good night.
Good night. What time?
7 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.